This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about when we move from fearful to faithful. Recently, we talked about how it's never too late to seek Christ. This was surely the case of Joseph, a rich man who had been a secret disciple of Jesus because he feared the Jewish leaders. Although once Jesus was crucified, Joseph mustered the courage to approach Pilate and request Jesus' body. He worked closely with Nicodemus, who was another man who secretly believed in Christ. But after Jesus closed his eyes on that cross, these two men finally moved into action. They wrapped his body in the finest spices and in this new linen that Joseph had purchased just for Christ. They even put Jesus in a new tomb, which was said to be the tomb for Joseph, but he chose to use it for Jesus. While it's accurate to say that Joseph and Nicodemus didn't have the courage to publicly follow Christ, it is clear that when he was crucified, they moved from a place of fear to one of faith. Some accounts even say that Joseph risked his own life when he went before Pilate to request Jesus' body. So today, what do you need to move from a place of fear to one of faith on? And on this Good Friday, let us not lose hope, but instead embrace this good news. May the God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Romans 15:13. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let us move from fearful to faithful.